This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
And welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, right here as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite.
A special shout-out goes to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders,
our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and emergency room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing, or where you're doing it, thanks for the great job you're doing, and thanks for all that you do to keep America moving along. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now to kick things off, we've got the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, you couldn't make this stuff up if you tried. And I don't care how they got a hold of the laptop. I don't care how they got a hold of the emails. But I'll tell you what, Hunter Biden is as dirty as they come. We now know that he was selling access to his dad, the vice president at the time, making money doing that. And his father was aware of what he was doing.
You know, Captain, yeah, we're getting a lot of information, and it's coming in pretty quickly, fast and furious,
Pardon the pun, exactly.
And, of course, we're finding out more about what it means if you're the vice president's son and you're making 50 up to 80-something thousand dollars a month from Burisma, and that you do introduce there are emails, according to these reports, that say, hey, you know, you need to help with your influence or that kind of thing. Very, very damning, because we've understood the basic thing of this for some time, but now we're filling in a lot of the blanks. And even the reaction from the Biden campaign, Captain, I think speaks volumes. They are absolutely in total damage control mode tonight, no doubt.
Well, here's the thing, and I'm going to read this verbatim because this is the way I got it. When Vice President Joe Biden flew to China on Air Force 2 in 2013, his son Hunter went along. According to ABC News, Hunter Biden acknowledges he introduced his father to one of his new business partners, Jonathan Lee, who ran a Chinese private equity fund, Bohai Capital. And during the trip, Hunter Biden met privately with Lee in Beijing. Hunter Biden was forming a Chinese private equity fund, planning to raise money, including from Chinese investors. Now, 10 days after the Biden's trip, Shanghai authorities issued the fund's a business license, so it became reality. And then, according to an April 17, 2015 email published yesterday by the New York Post, Hunter Biden arranged a meeting between his father, Vice President Joe Biden, and a top advisory to the board of Burisma. Here's what the letter read, the thank you from Ukrainian Vadim Polizinski. He said, "Dear Hunter, thank you for inviting me to D.C. and giving me an opportunity to meet your father and spend some time together. It was really an honor and a pleasure." So there was no doubt that Joe Biden was not aware of what was going on because he met with the people.
You know, and I'm not trying to be funny here, Captain, but didn't Joe Biden continually tell us he never talks to his son about his business?
That's right.
In fact, he tells the reporters, "You don't know what you're talking about."
That's right.
That's right.
And here's the thing. The Biden campaign, not Joe Biden, the Biden campaign did not dispute the authenticity of the email and issued a carefully worded comment stating in part that it was it's been reviewed by Joe Biden's official, they reviewed his official schedule, and there was no time or meeting, as alleged by the New York Post, ever took place. But, of course, we do know that there were some times that were missing in there on the schedule where he could have done something like that.
Well, certainly. And now it even brings into greater relief the notion of why Joe Biden would threaten the Ukrainian government to say you need to fire this prosecutor, as they were getting very close to whatever was going on with his son there in some kind of connection, and withholding literally $1 billion. That's the Ukrainian conspiracy thing right there, and not obviously what they tried to pin on Donald Trump. But again, this is explosive, to the point where in any other election cycle, Captain, this would be just a major catastrophe.
I have said this before, and I will say it again, and I will continue to repeat it. The Biden 5 plus 1, because we now know about the son-in-law was involved in trying to scam some money, too, with his little deal with the coronavirus of advisor position and then trying to make money off inside information. But the Biden 5... has made billions of dollars over the years thanks to the influence of the father, Joe Biden. This was the way business was done by Joe Biden for 47 years. Might have been one of the ways that he stuck around so long because he had all these little things going on. We certainly know about Burisma. We certainly know about China. And we have reason to believe now that there were other things along the way, because when you stop and think about where he went and what he did, even when he was a senior senator, he still had influence to sell across the pond.
Yeah, this is incredibly concerning. Imagine what would happen if he actually had the presidency.
Oh, boy. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. This is an explosive, changing story as we continue through the night. We may have some more information here in just a couple of minutes. And certainly Denise Simon's working on this. Certainly Chris Markowski is doing some checking on it. And we have our attorney friend Amanda Mackey checking on it too. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team. They do a great job. I took some Relief Factor about midnight local time here to take care of the problem that I was having, and I feel a lot better right now. And if you're struggling with severe or nagging pain, arthritis pain, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, muscle aches or pain, let me suggest that you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start right away, because many people, including myself, have found relief in just a couple of weeks of use. Now, it's 100% drug-free. It has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in you, all of which help to support the body's natural response to inflammation, or it lowers or eliminates pain associated with exercise, everyday living, or whatever it is that you've got, pre-existing conditions. And I can tell you that I take it at least once a day. Most of the time, twice a day, once in the morning and then once again in the evening before I start doing my radio show. And it works. It works, so I wouldn't be telling you about it. Now, you can go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and sign up for the 1995 3-week quick start. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we're going to keep going on this Hunter Biden story here for a second. Now, I'm going to kind of recap what we said and change it a little bit, because there's another little zigzag in this. The Biden campaign did not dispute the authenticity of the emails published by the New York Post, which serves to confirm that they are, in fact, real. And if Joe Biden never met with this guy from Burisma, the Biden campaign would say so. They did not say that. Their answer basically is the entry of the meeting with the Ukrainian businessman buying access to the vice president does not appear on Joe Biden's official schedule, which means nothing, because there's blank spots in there where he could have done that. and their response is so carefully worded that it reveals the truth in what they don't deny. They also don't address the overarching question of why Joe Biden lied to the American people about never discussing with Hunter Biden his corrupt business dealings with the Ukrainian energy company Burisma. Now, Americans deserve a full accounting of the conversations Joe Biden had with Hunter and what Joe Biden discussed with this guy from Burisma. What do you think?
Well, you know, Captain, again, this is a very, very, as you mentioned earlier, explosive story.
It's serious.
Yeah, it's very, very serious. And the very fact that they are wording this in very special ways tells me that they are very concerned about what else is going to come out. And I think that's why they're not making these unequivocal denials. And, you know, they're saying, like you said, they're not disputing the content of the emails as far as we can tell.
Well, if I'm this computer shop repair guy or this computer shop owner, I'm asking for witness protection right now.
Right now is right. And again, I don't want any harm to come to anybody or anything like that, obviously. But you know, this is for all the marbles. I mean, this has now, you know, escalated
yep.
this whole situation into the stratosphere.
Now, on top of everything else, censorship was invoked by Twitter and Facebook when it came to restricting the New York Post news report on Hunter Biden's email, because Twitter took away not only the New York Post's Twitter account where they post their stories, but also Kayleigh McEnany's, the White House press secretary, who posted the story and then had her account deep-sixed because she did that.
That's right. Now, again, setting the stage, this is a news story from a legitimate news source.
Correct.
They have published this story that they have researched, and it is their story. So now, if you were to post that story on your Twitter account, the way Kayleigh McEnany did, she got a note back that says it's a violation of their rules, saying we don't permit the use of our services to directly distribute content obtained through hacking that contains private information, may put people in physical harm or danger, or contains trade secrets. That's what Kayleigh McEnany saw on her Twitter account. Now, again, there's no real evidence of any hacking going on here. That's not part of this story, and so forth. So it's interesting to see how Twitter, began that suppression of that news story, because she wasn't sending something out that hackers had found somebody's passwords or this kind of stuff that you might associate with that. This was a news story, for goodness sake.
Well, if they want to do that, if they want to have censorship, then Representative Ken Buck, a Republican congressman from Colorado, has demanded that the DOJ investigate the removal of the big tech protections after censoring the New York Post Biden article.
Very, very interesting, because, again, you know, if they may be private platforms, and I get that. I understand it's a private platform, essentially. But if it morphs into the town square, then it becomes something very, very
yeah.
different. And what is the next news story that the American people will not be allowed to see? That's the question.
Well, CNN, by the way, offered no airtime in their broadcast to either the New York Post Hunter Biden report, while also skipping the Amy Coney Barrett hearing.
Well, that seems par for the course, at least in this environment. But again, Captain, it's because what would the Hunter Biden story do? It would cause a lot of people to say, maybe where there's smoke, there's fire. And so somebody, somewhere, the producer, whatever it might be, made a decision to say, the American people really don't need to hear about this today, do they?
Yeah, and Senator Josh Hawley, who is a Republican from Missouri, wants Twitter and Facebook to come before the United States Senate. He wants to subpoena them and bring them before the United States Senate to testify as to why they censored the Hunter Biden report.
Yes, that's very true. And, of course, Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey, he did issue a statement saying that the way they handled this thing was, I think, quote-unquote, not great.
Blew it.
Yeah.
Quote, end of quote, blew it.
Yeah, but the thing is, again, sometimes it's that old saying, Captain, it's better to beg forgiveness than it is to ask permission. But there was a lot of damage that was already done. But a lot of people, I think, are very concerned, you know, is your, you know, if you post a news story, is your account going to get locked up? I mean, again, this is not some kind of fringe element or any other kind of thing. This is a legitimate news story.
Well, I did not hear him begging for forgiveness.
Well, that's true. Well, he'll do that in front of the committee, perhaps. But generally speaking, to say it wasn't great, but I don't know that the author is saying that how it's going
to
change.
Now we need to talk about Judge Amy Coney Barrett and her. Interviews that she's having in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee. She's going to be appointed. She's going to wind up having a vote on the floor in the Senate, and she's going to be confirmed. That's all there is to it, because the Democrats can't stop it. But something very interesting yesterday, that senator from Hawaii, Hirono, that made the comment about sexual preference and all that stuff, the dictionary changed the definition of the word sexual preference as the judge was called out. Now, meanwhile, Judge Amy Coney Barrett just kept on trucking on during the testimony in day number 3. She just barreled right along. She's a tough cookie.
Oh, she really is a tough cookie. And I'll say this about Senator Hirono.
She's a moron. Can I say that first?
Well, yeah, I think that you probably hit it on the head there. But she's demonstrating sort of the supreme wokeness, basically. And you know what? In what Judge Barrett said in the use of her terms, which included sexual preference, I didn't hear any hatred, rancor, meanness, anything like that. What I heard coming from her was that she doesn't discriminate, and that she doesn't harbor bad feelings to other people. That's what I got out of the tonality of her comments. But Senator Hirono wanted to demonstrate this supreme wokeness. And by the way, what happens is you never know what word you're going to use that they're going to pounce on and say, that was the wrong word, and now we've got you, and now we're going to shame you into submission. And when Amy Coney Barrett didn't have not a hateful bone in her body about anybody. And she, I think she was unjustly accused of somehow trying to insult people when she clearly was not trying to insult
people. Did you see the president last night in Des Moines?
That's right. He was in Iowa.
Did you see the crowd?
Actually, I was able to hear a lot of it. I was driving at the time.
Another huge crowd.
Wow.
Because they've expanded the runway when they come into the do the thing at the hangar at the runway. Mm-hmm. They've expanded it to where they've got bleachers out there that they didn't have, and they've gone out onto the runway where people can either stand or sit in the seats, the bleachers that they set up. And he had another big crowd in Iowa. And hold that thought. And, folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren. You cannot tell me or anyone else with a pair of eyes watching these big crowds come out for the president and these little dinky-dork deals show up for Vice President Biden, former Vice President Biden, that Biden and his campaign has any of the enthusiasm that the Trump campaign has. It's obvious it's not there. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Fry. Confirmation hearings continued Wednesday. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham and the judge.
So you've been asked a lot about Roe v. Wade and Casey, and one of the differences between Brown versus Board of Education and Roe line of cases is that there's active litigation regarding Roe. Is that correct?
That is correct.
I think Senator Hirono named 8 or 9 different cases that may come up to the court, cases in controversy. And one of the reasons you can't tell us how you would rule is because there's active litigation coming to the court. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And one of the reasons you can say with confidence that you think Brown versus Board of Education is super precedent is that you're not aware of any effort to go back to the good old days of segregation by a legislative body. Is that correct?
That is correct. I've also said that in lectures that Brown was correct as an original matter. So that is the kind of thing, since I've said it in writing, I felt like I could express before the committee.
USA Radio News.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a five-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And, of course, Larry Elder is going to be coming to Sarasota on October the 23rd for the Salem Conservative Summit at the Hyatt Regency Hotel. And we've got a deal going on right now. It's a BOGO sale where you buy one standard VIP ticket and get the other one free. So if you want to come to the event, you can. And don't miss your chance to hear me. I'll be the MC for the event. Larry Elder, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Phil Grandy from Phil's Gang, and Charlie Kirk will all be there. The event starts at 7 o'clock, goes till 9. There is a VIP get-together at 5:30. However, that costs more money than this standard VIP ticket. But right now, you can buy the standard VIP ticket and get one free by going to the websites, theanswertampa.com, theanswersarasota.com, and put in the promo code BOGO, B-O-G-O, to get the special deal there. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, Geico Insurance. Go there to the website, check them out. Get yourself a quote like I did when I first started 15 years ago and see if they can save you some money, because they sure did me, and I'm so happy for that. So, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, obviously, we have dirty tricks being played by the Democrats here and Joe Biden. And the people on the Senate Judiciary Committee, the Democrats, because I'm debating whether or not it's a toss-up right now. Either Hirono Kamala Harris or Cory Booker are just a bunch of morons, or they're on a concerted effort to try to win the Academy Award for putting on a fake show and lying about stuff. Take your pick.
Yeah, well, they're all bad, for one thing. If they're complete morons, that's one thing, but if they're just using this as an opportunity, that is also very, very bad. It's bad for the country. But unfortunately, Captain, I do think that they do see this as an opportunity to simply run some campaign plays and get some airtime and this kind of thing. And unfortunately, they're kind of making a mockery out of this whole hearing.
Yeah, and I do believe the president. And by the way, here's something else that's got the Biden folks upset. Biden's going to have a town hall today, right? Or tonight, right?
I believe so. Yes.
And on what network?
Is it NBC, I think?
Yeah. No.
Nope. Which one is that?
CNN.
On CNN?
Now, NBC is going to have a town hall with the president at the same time.
Yeah, and that's drawing some criticism, especially even from somebody over at CNN, from what I understand.
Well, I don't care.
Yeah.
But NBC News agreed to put President Donald Trump on before voters in a town hall event on Thursday, after the president submitted to an independent coronavirus test with the results reviewed by Dr. Anthony Fauci, stating that he was negative. Biden's and company are going, oh, it's not fair, oh, because they know the people are not going to watch Biden, they're going to watch Trump.
Well, exactly. In fact, I got a quote here, Captain. This is from Don Lemon over at CNN.
Oh, yeah. Another moron.
Well, he says, why on earth would NBC agree to do that? He says, you can do equal time on a different night. You can do equal time on a different time. You don't have to do it at the same time. And he says, then divide the country further by having them choose. Well, you see, that's just what you're talking about. The ratings.
Yeah.
And Biden is going to have some pretty dismal ratings, and then President Trump is going to get the lion's share, of course, and that is going to go against the narrative that everybody just wants to vote for Biden, which isn't true.
And NBC wants the numbers.
Sure. Why wouldn't
so this, so this is going to boost them up the ladder ahead of CNN a little bit more, ahead of CBS probably, but it's not going to take them up near Fox, I don't believe, or anything like that. But for one night, NBC might really be on their A game for one night.
Well, exactly, and we'll see. But again, I think the American people are going to want to hear what the president has to say. I think they know what Joe Biden is all about. And certainly, you know, I can't imagine, we don't know how long that town hall is supposed to go on or what the circumstances of it will be, but, Joe Biden, I mean, there still could be news breaking out if he, can't put sentences together or if he has, displays more of the things that have been plaguing him, unfortunately.
You mean if he, gets into the gaffes?
It's into the gaps, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about some other things that came out yesterday. Thousands of Pennsylvania voters were sent the wrong mail-in ballots. Whoa, boy.
Well, you know, this just goes to the idea that there are a lot of problems when it comes to the send-out mail-in ballots to everybody. And whereas before, if you were to criticize that or raise the specter that, hey, this could be fraught with some real problems, are we sure this is really going to work? Well, then you'd be called, you know, you want to suppress the vote and you're bad or you're just a Trump supporter or these kinds of things. But this is actually happening before our very eyes.
Yeah. Now, we also found out yesterday that Barron Trump had coronavirus, according to the First Lady, but he's since tested negative.
That's true, and I'm glad that he has tested negative, and certainly, I mean, obviously there's proximity there, and I'm glad he's okay.
And I should qualify that. Just he tested positive. And again, Kayleigh McEnery tested positive, and she was on Fox tonight, the Sean Hannity show, and he asked her how she was feeling. She says, I'm doing great. And he says, well, have you had any symptoms? She goes, no, I've been fine. Just because you test positive doesn't mean you got it.
Well, that's right. But we're told, or we're essentially programmed into believing that testing positive for the coronavirus is some kind of a thing that's okay. You're going to get very, very sick, and this is what's going to happen, and you could die, and so forth. And whereas that has happened to a lot of people, and one is too many. But a lot of people may have had the virus. They've never been tested. They never got sick, and that's that. I mean, they will never know unless we go in and test them. But Kayleigh McEnany seems to be asymptomatic.
Now, a huge story that didn't get enough play yesterday that we'll talk about right now. The Trump administration managed to secure the release of two American hostages in Yemen with the remains of a third.
Yes, that's right. They were released in exchange for the return of about 250 of the Iran-backed Houthi rebels from Oman, we understand, according to the White House.
Yeah, and again, we'll have to wait to find out more about that, but that was a big thing, and once again, the president hits another home run out of the park in that respect.
Well, certainly. And again, the president is working on these things even while having to endure what he's endured from the media, going through the election process, and even fighting COVID-19. The job of the president never stops. You could have COVID-19, but he still continue to work.
Yeah, well, how do you like this one? Remember the St. Louis couple who got arrested and charged with a felony for waving their guns at the protesters in their neighborhood?
Right, right.
Well, they said yesterday they are now doing whatever they can to get President Trump reelected.
Well, that's pretty cool because, again, you know, I think that the president is the one that is on the side of the law, of law and order. He's made that abundantly clear, you know, and again, it sounds bad the way that these people have been accused, but the whole story is that they were also being threatened. People came onto their private property, you know, and one thing was leading to another. You also had the prosecutor there that I think had an agenda to begin with.
Yeah, and just when you thought it couldn't get any better, Georgia Democrat Vernon Jones ripped Kamala Harris as intellectually dishonest and dangerous.
Well, that's a pretty big escalation in the war words. There's no doubt about that. You know, it's interesting. You know, Kamala Harris is running for Vice President of the United States. Nobody asked her to recuse herself from this committee hearing for fear that it could look like she was
right.
Campaigning for something.
Right.
Yeah,
and she's been grandstanding, no doubt about it.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah, and finally, the Alabama head football coach, Nick Saban, has tested positive for COVID-19. Oh, well.
Yeah, that's very, very sad. I hope that he'll be okay. And this is a terrible thing.
90% of the people that test positive are fine. And only 5% go to the hospital. So,
and of that 5%, I think it's only 5% end up perishing from it, basically.
Well, it's less than that. It's 2.8% in the United States right now. That's the average, 2.8% in the United States that actually die with this. So, you know, when they try to just beat a drum and say, oh, it's terrible, it's awful, look at this, all these cases. Yeah, again, just because you test positive doesn't mean you have it. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, when we come back, we'll have the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, first one of the night. Don't go anywhere. Kathy is going to take us to break. So, Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, that bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and it's our friend Donna Fiducia up there, Carrollton, Georgia way, and we appreciate her very much and appreciate that liner that she made for us. It's really a great little liner, and we get a kick out of that every time that we get to hear it. So there you have it. Now, we are going to be talking about the highways and byways here in just a second. And I'll tell you what, folks, don't forget the Pilot and Flying J. When you're out there on the highways and byways, stop on in there to Pilot or Flying J so you can find out what I know that you should know. All righty. And we're going to get this car cranked up a little bit. We're going to go out there on the highway ourselves here. Let's see what we can do here.
You got it.
righty, that's a little ZZ Top bringing you in here for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And always a lot of fun watching the boys from Texas when they come on the radio. All right, let's take a look at the national weather here, and we'll bring Kyle here on the side. Now, much cooler temperatures will arrive in the upper Mississippi Valley and the plains today and tomorrow, and then over the eastern U.S. through Friday and into Saturday. Meanwhile, much above average temperatures will persist from the southwest into California, along with continued fire weather threats. Now, along many areas, it'll be dry with wet weather to return to the northeast again. Northern Rockies and High Plains by late Friday will also be enjoying some of that spring-like weather again. And, Kyle, what is going on out west? It looks like California's back in the fire threat advisory business again.
It certainly is, Captain, and certainly all through Northern California. This encompasses, of course, the San Francisco area, Sacramento, all the way up through to the Oregon border. We do have fire weather warnings going on. Even here in Orange County, we're having very hot temperatures and fire weather warning as well in our local areas, and we may even have a little bit of a Santa Ana wind advisory as well, or at least a Santa Ana wind event. Not a major wind, but we understand they could kick up. And then up in Montana tonight, we have those, speaking of high winds, we have a high wind watch. Now, this is a little bit north of Missoula, Montana. And in Missoula, it's actually raining right now, about 40 degrees, according to the reports. But the large high wind warnings that were blanketing most of the northwest yesterday, they have gone. But we still also now have a hard freeze warning in the Idaho Falls area. And in Idaho Falls, it looks like they're going to be about 37 degrees currently, and tomorrow, or at least in the morning, it should be rounding out about 50 degrees. But they've got some frost advisories as well as you head over I-84 towards Boise. And then as we go down through Utah, we got a fire weather warning in the middle of the state, basically. Then in Colorado, air quality alerts continue. Freeze watch as you make your way down towards Pueblo along the I-25 corridor there, and other fire weather warnings as you go into the western part and the of the state, with another freeze fire weather warning and freeze watch all at the same time, it seems, down near Durango in the southwest corner there. Down in Arizona, Phoenix is going to be around 97 degrees, still below triple digits, but Palm Springs is the king of triple digits at 104 degrees for Thursday, and that's what's going on out west.
All righty. Well, the panhandle of Oklahoma, Amarillo, Texas, and on down through Lubbock and down towards Midland, Texas, you've got some winds in there tonight. Might have some rain in the mixture, and you got frost warnings up in the northwestern corner of Nebraska and Kansas, and some high wind warnings in the southeastern corner of Minnesota, the northeastern corner of Iowa, frost watch in Illinois. Believe it or not, Chicago is going to get some frost tonight, looks like. And then up in upstate New York, you got some high winds blowing along there along the St. Lawrence Seaway. And we've got some gale warnings up along the eastern seaboard right now from Long Island to Rhode Island and up around Massachusetts towards New Hampshire. And that's what we got going on right now. All right, I'm going to go to a telephone caller we got here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, sir. The Vol is listening, and we're getting rain. As long as it's not snow, we're all good. But anyway, God bless everyone. And, you know, the family that listens to the radio and rubs on their dog all night. So have a good day, sir.
All righty. Well, that's Kentucky calling there. Now, Kyle, you know, when you talk about, and we talked about this yesterday, remember I talked about the price of fuel?
Right.
Did you do a little checking to see what was going on out there by you?
Actually, you had to get gas in the car today, and that was, I think it was $3.29 where I got it.
Was that higher than the last time?
That was a little bit higher than the last time, yes.
Okay, well, from yesterday to today, the wholesale price of gasoline went back up another nickel. The wholesale price of diesel went back up again another nickel. But that still doesn't warrant an increase of some 20 cents a gallon. And, oh, by the way, I filled my tank up for $1.99 a gallon in an area where I've seen the price as high as $2.29.
Wow. Yeah. People in California are envious of that, no doubt about it.
Yeah, well, again, when I tell you what it costs without the tax, $1.20 a gallon for regular gasoline without the tax, there isn't that much tax in there to where it's going to be $2.29 a gallon without somebody ripping somebody off.
Right. No kidding. No kidding.
Now, I'm going to look here, and by the way, I got a message here from Evelyn. Evelyn's listening to us in Denver. She says they had a little snow last night on top of the rock going west out of Denver, and there may be some more coming over the weekend. Okay, thank you very much, Evelyn. She says she loves the show, and she's listening right now on AM 710 in Denver. So thank you very much, Evelyn.
Yes, yes, welcome, Evelyn. Thanks.
Yep, and we appreciate the folks that send us a message either via email, because I'm getting email messages. We get them on the Facebook page, too, and then we get some direct messages that are sent sometimes via the instant messenger. Just all depends. And, by the way, a special shout-out to our newest member of the official Captain's America Third Watch, and that would be Mary Jo down there in Bradenton. Is that correct?
That's right. That's right. In Bradenton. And so welcome, Mary Jo.
Yep. So there you go. So now she can opine, too, if she wants, and we'll see what it is that's going on. Now, before we hit the top of the hour break here, folks, if you haven't been paying attention, the news about Hunter Biden and the story and the email and the laptop and everything that's going on there, it is just a continuing story. It's dynamite because there's more emails than what we've already been told about. So consequently, this is definitely going to be an ongoing story. And this is not good for Joe Biden. I don't care how he plays it, what he says. He's been caught red-handed with his hands in a cookie jar, and he lied. And Kyle, you hang on. And folks, we'll be right back right after the top of the hour news here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Thursday morning where I'm at. Maybe it is where you're at. Maybe it's not. But then again, if you're out west, you're fixing to become a Thursday morning person, too. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.